Dominic.
It's Dominic. It's okay. Okay, we got Vicky. Becky here, excuse me. This is to you, Vicky. I know you're going to be listening to this. Here's our very first question. What brought you to Newbridge?
Well, I was in the Coast Guard at the time, and I had developed a problem with drinking not long after getting out of or getting into the Coast Guard, and it became very quickly completely unmanageable, and I got in trouble for the amount that I would drink and how much I drank, and I was in the process of losing my career. And the Coast Guard said that based on a diagnosis that was done of me while I was seeking treatment, that I needed to go to a rehab center. And they chose Newbridge for me, and I'm really glad that they did. Because until that time, I did not realize that I could not control my drinking. I thought that there was still a way for me to drink like a normal person, and I just hadn't found it yet. And I tried a few different things before I got in trouble, and they didn't work. And when I got to Newbridge, I still didn't think I was an alcoholic. And then after a few weeks, through the treatment and the way that Newbridge took me through their material and the way that they helped me to understand the way that I drank and the reasons that I drank, I began to see that I had a problem, but it could be fixed.
This kind of dovetails into this next question. How has your life changed?
My life has changed a lot. I have real friendships now. I didn't have true friendships before. Like, I had friends, but we weren't connecting in a soulful way. And I didn't feel...
Drinking buddies?
Yeah, drinking buddies. And I never felt like anybody truly understood who I was. And going to Newbridge and learning how to interact with people in a real and genuine way has completely changed that. And, I mean, in addition to that, I've completely... approach life with a different way, a different mindset, I guess you could say. I look at the things that I want to do, and I don't feel as though I can't do them anymore. I guess the specific example would be, because I don't know if that really makes sense by itself, but I had always wanted to have children, and when I was drinking, I realized I can't have kids. I will, because I got violent, I would become a violent, aggressive person, which I'm generally speaking, not. That's not the type of person that I am. And
you don't seem to be.
And it's suddenly made everything that I've wanted to achieve in my life actually seem attainable.
Well, that kind of dovetails right now into this next question. How have you changed?
I'm definitely a lot more at peace with myself. And I would say the biggest takeaway I have from the whole experience of getting sober and going through Newbridge has been that no problem is insurmountable. No matter how bad your problem is, you can get through it, and it will change in time. And I have more patience and forgiveness for myself now than I did. And that's been really critical in my recovery and my success in the life that I have now.
Okay. Moving on to question number three. What issues were you facing? I mean, you kind of touched on it before. What issues were you facing before the treatment happened?
So before the treatment happened... So I had gotten in trouble with the Coast Guard, and I had told myself because I would always have these moments the morning after, you know, when you wake up and you realize what had happened while you were drinking the night before. I was so horrified and so embarrassed and ashamed. I had told myself I would rather die than be investigated and get kicked out. And I told myself at that time that I didn't want to walk through the shame and the embarrassment. But at the time, what I was facing was a lot of suicidal ideations. complete lack of interest in life and losing everything that I had, the only thing that I had really truly wanted in my career, which was to serve our country in the Coast Guard.
Here we go. It's going to be, I hate when I do that. I press the wrong button. Okay. have you tried before to get any help before Newbridge?
I had not sought outside help because I thought it would be a sign of weakness to admit that I needed someone else. I tried doing different things by myself, like not drinking for a certain period of time or only putting different limits on myself so that I wouldn't drink as much. But in most circumstances, nothing worked. If I stopped drinking for a period of time, the next time I drank, it was just as bad. When I tried to limit myself or control what I drank and how much, I completely went outside of those restrictions and did whatever. I had no control. There's no way I can really think to describe it other than my mind would say, I shouldn't do this, but I could not control my hand. So, no, I'd never sought treatment from another institution before.
Addiction's a badass.
Addiction?
It will make you do things you thought, I can control this shit.
Yeah.
And from doing these interviews, I'm not an addict.
Yeah.
But I had a brother who was, and a father who's an alcoholic. So I've seen it firsthand.
Yeah.
And it will make you do shit.
No,
it will make you do shit you thought you never in a million years would do.
It's so true. And I'm a completely different person when I was drinking than I am now.
When they stopped drinking and stopped doing drugs, my brother and father were fine people.
Yeah.
But drinking? Okay, I forgot. I forgot where I was at. I hate when I do that. here we go. You're talking about your treatment. What was different about Newbridge?
Well, I don't have another facility or institution to compare it to, but what I noticed about Newbridge was that they did not ascribe to the mentality that this way is the only way, and that if you don't learn something from this, then, okay, you're not an alcoholic. It was always look for the similarities, and they helped me understand how my brain had been justifying all of my behavior for several years and trying to protect my ability to drink. And the way that they took me through understanding addiction really made it seem something that could actually apply to me. Even though my entire life I'd grown up with the mentality that if you're an addict or if you're an alcoholic, then there's something wrong with you as a person. You're a bad person. There were so many things that I had associated with being an alcoholic that prevented me from thinking that could possibly be me. And Newbridge taught me how I related to it without shoving the information down my throat. It was laid out in front of me, and in a way where as I listened and I learned and I began to have if I had an open mind, I learned so much. And initially I was a little more hesitant and kept writing things off, but they kept saying, just listen for the similarities, keep an open mind. And as I did that, I began to realize that it applied to me. And I guess what's different about that to me than any other experience I've had is that it wasn't a this, therefore you are. And it wasn't being shoved down my throat like everything else I've ever been taught in my life. It's this is the way it is. There's no negotiation. And that's just how it is. And does that answer the question?
There is no right or wrong way to answer these questions. How do you feel now, today?
Just like in general?
Or compared to what if you hadn't gotten the treatment.
Oh.
Is there a difference, you think?
Yeah. There's a huge difference. I feel like I said earlier that my biggest takeaway in the process of getting sober was that anything is attainable and there's nothing that's insurmountable. And the way that I feel today is that even when I still have times of feeling like it's too hard, there's too much work involved with staying sober, or if I think at any point about drinking, I don't immediately go to that. It's not my first stop. What's different now is that Newbridge taught me this amazing structure of tools that I can use when I get into those mindsets and when I feel badly. And I did not have any sort of awareness of mental health or how to deal with problems and how to process my own emotions. I was very detached from my emotions before I went through Newbridge. And it was a very, very emotional process being there because, for instance, they start every session with a note card. At least they did when I was there. They would have this note card with different types of emotions and help you to identify what it is you're feeling and why you're feeling that way. And it sounds kind of silly, and to look at it, there were people there who made fun of it, said that it was kind of grade school like, but for me, I needed that kind of guidance to understand my emotions. And that directly played into the tools that they gave me to learning how to deal with them on a day-to-day basis. And that is probably one of the things I'm most grateful to Newbridge for doing for me.
Would you say that your worst day sober is still better than your best day drunk?
Yeah. Even on a bad day being sober, I still have an appreciation for the things that I have in my life and the things that are around me, the people and the world that we live in, even as fucked up as it seems right now. Sorry, you probably can't use that.
I can bleep you, but I can't use that word. That's one of the seven words.
So, yeah, on a bad day sober, even though I'm frustrated and angry about whatever it is that's going on, I still have hope. And I still feel like things are going to be okay in the long run.
That's wonderful. Would you recommend Newbridge to anyone?
Yes, definitely. And actually, in the last week, I've recommended it to two different people. Just in talking about what they're going through in their situation. It seems to me like the community of Newbridge works for anybody. When I was there, there were a ton of different types of people from all sorts of different lifestyles and backgrounds. And we all took to Newbridge in a different way, but I'm still in touch with a few of them, and it feels like it would work for anyone.
How had your use affected your life or your family or both?
My family was really not aware of how much I was drinking because my family lives on the East Coast, and I don't actually have any.
And you were stationed out here on the West Coast?
I was stationed out here on the West Coast and traveling a lot. So my family was not directly impacted, but they were impacted in a way that is almost a little bit more painful, where I didn't talk to them much. You know, I didn't open up to them I had really closed myself off.
The less they know, the better.
Yeah. Yeah. And, let's see. When I was actively drinking, it was more of my friends that were affected. But when I initially started requesting help, oh my God, my mom and both my sisters showed up.
Can't blame him for doing that. Seemed like a nice lady there, Becky.
Thanks.
What can you tell me? We're going to change directions a little bit here. What can you tell me about the staff at Newbridge?
Oh, I really like the staff. Let's see. It's been 6 years since I was there, so I'm sure they have had some changes. But one of the things that I think made the staff at Newbridge so approachable was that most of them, if not all, had their own prior experience with addiction. And there was no judgment. They were very open, and I felt as though they understood me.
Okay. This is the last of Vicky's questions. What part of the program was especially helpful for you? We may have already touched bases on this.
Yeah, for me, the most helpful parts of it were reconnecting with my emotions and understanding what they were and why I was feeling the way I felt, and then also the tools that they gave me to deal with various types of emotions, so that when I was feeling a certain way, I would still maintain a level head and I could still be a good person and I could handle everything.
Okay, we've come to the end of Vicky's question. Now I'm going to ask one of mine, my only question that I asked. You might want to grab that. Here's the question, and be as honest as you can. If you could write a love letter to Newbridge, what would it say?
Gosh. You gave me my life back. And the love that you gave to me, I now can give to myself, which I had never, ever been able to do. Thank you for loving me and welcoming me when I felt like a social pariah. I didn't feel that I belonged anywhere. I didn't feel that I deserved love or attention or trust. You taught me to believe in myself again. So thank you.